Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we sit down with Neil Morgan, Marion County Assessor, to talk about some tax credits for property taxes.
Mr. Morgan, I understand that you have some things you just want to address with people as far as the things the assessor's office wants them to know about. And some of these are things that they can take advantage of tax-wise. And could you tell us a little bit about that?
There's two or three property tax credits that people need to be aware of. The smaller one, but affects a lot more people, is the homestead credit. If you own and live in your house, there's a one-time sign-up. Many people who've lived in their home for 20, 30 years signed up for it, a long time ago and get it. But especially younger people who are not aware of that, or somebody who's moved into the state, check on your tax bill and see if there's a homestead credit subtracted off. It'll be in the neighborhood of minus $130, $140. Also, if you were a military veteran, more than likely will qualify for a military credit, which it's a smaller amount, but it's, again, a one-time sign-up, and all we need for that is your DD-214 papers. On both of those, come into the assessor's office, and we'll be glad to help you with that. A bigger tax amount, but for a smaller number of people. A few years ago, the legislature had some major property tax reforms, and one of the bigger components of that is the business property tax credit. Many property owners have signed up for that, but there are some out there who have not. Also, if there's been a change of ownership in your property, that needs to be re-signed up for. This office right now is in the process of working those applications up for 2015. If you own a commercial or industrial property and there's been either you've not gotten, again, on your tax bill, it'll show up as a fairly substantial negative amount down towards the bottom of it. Or you've had any type of change of ownership, whether you purchased it or just done a simple name change, you may drop off of that. And we are talking in the neighborhood of $1 to potentially $2,000 tax bill or tax credit on that. Those are some things that you as an individual can do, which will give you some property tax relief. These are all funded by the state of Iowa. Encourage you very much to make sure those are all up to date.
You just wanted to share with us also some of the things that the assessor's office is going to be working on this year involving sales tracking and new construction, these kinds of things. Can you tell us a little bit about that process?
Yes. Of course, every year the assessor's office gets building permits and other methods of going and measuring new construction, potentially some remodeling along that line. We do that every year. It kind of restart the process in summer for every year. On top of that, the year coming up, which is effective value as of January 1st of 2017, it's what is called a revaluation year, which will mean that the values, number one, are subject to equalization orders, which is a longer process to explain more than maybe what I've on this interview I want to go through. But we will be tracking sales in rural areas, each community, and seeing if we as the assessor's office need to be adjusting values up or down on all properties. Also, there's been a change in a major tweaking, I guess you would call it, in the way farmland is valued. It's applying a land use layer. A lot of that work has been done, but we'll be finalizing those values for them to be sent out about 11 months from right now, but it's a process to do right now.
Thanks again to County Assessor Neil Morgan. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk to Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a great farm store should be. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.